So we don't know how to pray, so God has to show us because we have made a habit of quickly grabbing a hold of phrases and scriptures and not walking in any light of them and thinking that we know it. You know, the worst thing you can do is have something that you think you know, but you don't, because nobody can convince you of anything other. So that's why when you come, he said, receive with meekness the engrafted word. Receive it with meekness, like you don't know anything. Receive with meekness, James, the brother of Jesus said, the engrafted word. Was it chapter 1, James? wouldn't you write? What chapter was that, James, he wrote? So here's God this morning trying to level set us in the spirit. Slow down, wake up. Slow down, wake up. That's all of us. Slow down, wake up. That's all of us. Slow down, wake up. Because the first thing when I'm trying to share with you is I have to get you stop going so fast. Those who wait upon the Lord, right? And so back up. Wait a minute. I don't know what they're talking about yet. So we're so used to sermons sometimes and the excitement of them and the entertainment of it. We don't get any meat at all. Nothing life changing. But it's got to be that way. And this is how the service is already bringing itself forth. Okay. And this is why really there's a reason why the Holy Spirit wanted Tina and Lisa to come up here and sing over and over. We are conquerors. We've all heard the song. It's wonderful. It's like ringing. It was wonderful. And here's the Lord say, you know, you're a conqueror while you're on the mountain. You can sing that song on the ground, but you're not a conqueror. You sounds good, but you're still underneath your problems. And it's not until we can get you up the mountain where you can look down on your in the spirit, right? I'm talking about in the spirit, right? This is why Raquel said, Tina, come sing. Because she could feel Tina elevating while she was singing. There's a spiritual connection to what was going on. Keep singing it, Tina. The spirit's got a hold of you, Tina.
Yes.
Not just for emotional enthusiasm, which is okay, but because you were ascending above whatever is going on in your life. You need that moment. You need this moment to fasten yourself to a higher place. Invisible, but higher. Because we walk by faith. Invisible, because all reality is really invisible. Okay, am I getting too deep? And here's the Holy Spirit said, we walk by faith and not by sight. Here's the Holy Spirit telling us that we walk by faith and not by sight. Do you know what that means? That you walk by faith and not by there's something inside of you has to pick up on something higher. Something inside of you has got to pick up on something higher. And so here's the Holy Spirit continually trying to show us that, right? He gives BJ the dream where I'm looking at earth from another realm. I'm higher than the earth. Not to mention Shelley's dreams. That's just crazy. It's God saying, this is the house you belong to. Not because they have a nice worship team, which we do, but that's not why. Not because they have a nice children's ministry, which we do. You know, here's Jamise coming onto the scene. Just plain old Jamise. Plain Jane. Not trying to make a reputation for herself, not saying, look at my gift, and not saying, you know, I hear from God or whatever. I text Jamise sometimes, say, Jamise is really good. She said, yeah, well, whatever. Can I go back to work? She makes no fun. But if you read her lessons, and maybe we'll pass them out one Sunday, because I want you to hear this, that she's by the Spirit of God lifting your children up to another level. And you really should get ask your child, what'd you get? And I guarantee you that if you listen to them, like she said, there's something spiritual going on. And I want Pastor Jerry to share a dream, but here's, you know, here's what I heard somebody say. Here's somebody told me this recently. And so everything starts to get to be in the spirit. Where's Tijuana? Is Tijuana here today? Everything gets to be in the spirit. I got to give you a new handle. If it's not in the spirit, it's not going to do us any good. If it's not in the spirit, it's not going to do us any good. And I know, see, I can say that to you guys. I can't say it to the church down the street. You take them slowly. But you guys are growing up spiritually. If it's not in the spirit, it's not in good, see. And so somebody was saying, you know, pray. Someone sort of saying, pray for my children. Pray for in the dream. Pray for my children. And in the dream, the person who was getting the request said, "But you left them no foundation." You want me to pray for them, but you left them no foundation. What room, what do they have to hook on to? If you kept them in the world all their life, doesn't this stand? Nothing spiritually, not one drop spiritually to stand on. They might even have had church life, but spiritually, they had nothing to stand on. What my prayer, we better have some awesome prayers. You understand? See, I'm just saying, this is why she stood up here today. We have a responsibility to get our children here underneath the anointing that God put in this house. We got a responsibility. I wish my daughter was here with hers, because I would rather have her and her teaching from the Holy Ghost with seven kids back there than a big, wide children's ministry. You know why people go to church sometimes? They got a children's ministry. But what are they teaching them? What spiritually are they teaching? Do you guys, Kristen comes in here and said, Drew had a dream. Drew had another dream. Drew had a third dream. They're grounded spiritually. You think they'll have much trouble out of them later? No. We got something to hold on to. Even if he sways or strays. Ain't no worries. Ain't no worries. Pastor Cheryl, you got something to stand on. Our children are used to church tradition and not the Spirit of God. And the younger ones will get it before any of us will if we give them a chance. That's why that lady in that corner by herself, that's why that lady needs prayer. Mama said, pray for her. But y'all feeling me? We all have our roles and all should be fitting into them spiritually. She found her role. She found the role, right? Somebody said, she doesn't look like a children's coordinator.
That's okay. Come on now.
You know, what's a children's coordinator look like? So what if she's only 4'2"? 5'1". Are y'all feeling me? Everything we put across to you, you're going to be in the spirit. You see, God provided her. We didn't go out and try to recruit her, Rob. She was way up in Connecticut somewhere. The school thing wouldn't work. The grandparents wouldn't work. I'm sorry if I did I already say that. Because, you know, when it comes to God's kingdom, if the grandparents don't fit, thank God for the love and all that, but the kingdom comes first, right? Kingdom comes first. You know, like Pastor Mike said last week, sometimes we want to make God 1B. And the grandparents 1A. Seek first that kingdom. People start, what's my role? What's my role? What's my role in church? Seek the kingdom, and then your role going to surface. God, what's my role? Just seek me, son. Seek me, daughter, and watch the kingdom come. Watch your role surface out of that. Pastor Jerry, will you testify? I don't know. Did you have another one? Oh, you already did it.
Yeah.
Did you? Because,
yeah.
You're going to put a...
I wish I had this. I did have another dream. I had a dream that I was... Chris, but I was between two highways, roads. One was a four-lane, and it was full of people. And the other one was a little narrow road. And, of course, the scripture came to me. And in the dream, I was like, come on, Rocky. I was giving you spiritual stuff to kind of get you to come over to the narrow road. And I told Pastor in the dream, I kept ministering and maybe one would come over. And you'd minister and you minister and then another one would come over. Few are called. Many are called, but few are chosen. Few choose to come over. So we count ourselves privileged this morning because this is the narrow road that leads to eternal life.
Amen. That's what they call preaching ground. If you're not on, get on. If you're on, don't get off. See, everything fits. So the quote today that Kristen read so wonderfully, it's going to be hard. Your flesh, the Holy Spirit is exacting. And he's extremely disciplined, right? It's a narrow road. And it's hard on your flesh. I mean, it is hard. Yes. This thing is catching on. Up here.
Look, y'all. No swelling. Glory, hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory. Oh, how I love him. I had a dream similar to mom's. Well, I just want to say this first. As Pastor was ministering about Jamise, she babysat my niece one day. And Peyton came to me. I had her one weekend, and she came to me. And she says, T.T., I have a new friend. And I said, who is she? And she said, well, Pat Reagan and I call her Missy. And I was trying to figure out who she was talking about when I asked her mom. She said, oh, yeah, Jamise watched them for me one day. And I said, was she a good friend? She said, she was a very good friend to me. And I love her. And I started thinking about what Pastor said. You know, she doesn't look like a child care coordinator. And I said, Lord, I repent, because that was judgment. Amen. That was judgment. So I said, Lord, I repent. And I started praying. I said, Lord, allow her to give that friendship to more children that need it. And I just wanted to say that I repented that I didn't see, you know, what Peyton was trying to tell me. I didn't see what God, the work God was doing. And I love you. But anyway, the dream, there was two rooms. One room was a gray brick room. And it was just a plain, dull gray brick room. And the line, and it was just one small door, and the line was just one long line. And then it was a tall gray brick wall separating the rooms. And at first, I didn't know what was on the other side of the brick wall. And while we were waiting in the line to go through the door, every now and then I would hear high praise, just high praise. And I kept saying, what is on the other side of that brick wall? And I said, and why am I over here and not over there in the high praise? And I said, okay. And I was the only person in the line that could hear that was paying attention to the high praise. Everybody else that was in the long line, every time the sound of high praise went up, nobody turned around and looked and was trying to check out where the sound was coming from. So I finally got out the line. And I was saying, Lord, don't let me get in trouble for getting out this line. So I got out the line, and I went to the brick wall, and I saw like a little dent in the wall. And I said, I'm going to climb up here and see what's going on the other side of the wall. So in the dream, I got my footing in the wall, and I started climbing up the wall. And it was a really high brick wall. And I was praying as I was climbing. I said, Lord, please don't let me fall and hit my head. James. And when I got to the top of the wall, I sat on the top of the wall. And then there was another line. But that room was lit up. You know, it was like the sun, like the glory of God was in that room. And it was another line over there. And as the people were going through the line, I leaned over the wall and I asked somebody, I said, what's going on over here? And she said, and it was a woman, and she said to me, well, every time you hear the high praise, someone has been inducted into the throne room. And I said, Lord, I need to be over here in this line. And I woke up saying, Lord, how do I get over there in that line?
Amen. Great day. Where do we go from here, P? So much to say. So much to say. Again, we have these kind of cliche-ish sayings about the throne room and high praises. But do we really know what they are? You know. They don't come casually, not with natural talent. You have to enter into something, another realm, and watch God move you. Kristen, will you come and share? You know. So here's God taking us all up higher. This is what I'm seeing here this morning. Here's why we're singing this song over. We're more than conquerors because we're in a higher place. It's not because we're trying to get emotionally charged or inspired, because we're seeing a higher place by the Spirit. And we're experiencing a higher place by the Spirit. And we're starting to enter into getting past church religion into a higher place. Don't go anywhere. And we're touching something higher. Dream there. Dream here. Dream there. Experience here. No more pain. You know, miracles are, I love the song. Miracles are unfolding. Yeah, yeah. They're starting to, you know, they're wrapped up. They've been wrapped up. But as more we touch the spirit realm, they unfold. So don't expect for the blast or anything, but watch the unfolding. Watch them unfold, okay? Watch them unfold in your life, right? Because your life's a miracle. All your life is a miracle unfolding. That's what your life is, right? And then watch it happen to your relatives and to people who get close enough to you, right? Because you're going to declare or live the kingdom. You don't have to say a whole lot about them, but they're going to see the kingdom happen inside of you.
So I had a dream that, has anybody ever climbed Mount Everest in here? Okay. I don't have to now because I did it with the Lord. Okay. So, right? That's good. That's good. Okay, gum. Excuse me. I'm sorry. So in the dream, there was a sign-up sheet, and there were different slots on it, you know, 15 increments, 45 increments. I could see it, and you could sign up to go up onto the top of this mountain. And my sister kept bugging me. My sister's not a living believer. She's alive, but you know what I'm saying. And so she kept saying, when are you going up? When are you have got to go up there? It's amazing. The seashells are amazing. And I'm like, okay. We're busy. We've got work. I've got groceries. I've got this schedule, that schedule. And we were busy. And so finally, we got an opportunity to sign up on the sheet and go up. And it's just me, B, and the kids. And I remember Drew was sitting on BJ's neck. He's carrying him, you know, holding his legs, carrying him like that. I'm holding Cammy's hand. We're going up. And We get all the way up there, and my sister was coming down with seashells, big seashells. I mean, bigger than BJ's hand, and they were multicolored. I mean, just beautiful, nothing you've ever seen here. And we get up there, and it is, I literally experienced being on the top of a mountain. The air was clearer. My sinuses were clearer. I've never breathed fresh air like that before. It felt real. It really did. I could see clouds below us. There were other people up there walking around, and I could see them picking up stuff. And I could hear like your ears. Anybody have ear problems? My ears weren't cloudy, or they were totally clear. I could hear, but it was so quiet. Quiet. I mean, you couldn't hear anything almost. It was just you could hear breathing. You know, like I can't hear Pastor Jerry breathing right now, but it was so quiet that I could. Indescribable is what I could say. Indescribable. Yes. And I think that was it. The seashells were significant, meant a lot to me. One, I like the ocean. And so I love how God speaks to us intimately. And BJ loves the ocean too. And so seashells meant something to me. Oh God, that means something. What are you saying? Well, naturally, seashells protect something delicate that's inside of them. It protects them. Divine protection. My sister was going up and getting them. Took me a while to figure it out and go up. But amen, I'm going to let you carry on.
So we can see how God is setting up the whole morning. He's setting up the whole morning. The atmosphere has changed already. And this is what I mean by we have to get in the spirit, quote unquote. In other words, you're enveloped by a presence that gives you peace. Where if it's peaceful enough, I can hear a breathing. Kingdom of God's peace. And here he is trying to lift us all up to this mount, spiritual Mount Everest. Okay. Not made by hands. It's not natural. You're not going over to the country where it is. I was trying to remember, but he's using that as an analogy of where you can go spiritually if you follow me in the kingdom of God. Because the kingdom of God is a mountain. Your eyes can't see it. Hands can't touch it. It's a kingdom not made by hands, right? But it's real. And so he keeps giving us dreams about it. Because I know your natural mind can never pick it up. It's foolishness to the natural mind. It's foolishness to your thinking process. But if you let me give you a light, illumination, and revelation, you're going to enter a kingdom that's going to eventually take over the whole world. And it's going to be the only kingdom left. Right? We got that in Daniel. We got that in Revelation. It's going to be the only kingdom left. And it's critical. See, I love Kristen's dream. So, and he's just talking to us, right? He's just so meticulous. His love is so meticulous for you. I'm trying to make it in a way that you can understand it, okay? I'm going to give it to her in a way that'll make spiritual sense to you. And so the natural and the spiritual start to come together. I'm ringing a little bit. And then the natural and the spirit starts to come together, and you start to, you know. So she said, this is what you got to see. There was a sign-up sheet. So the way you go up is you got to sign up. You don't just start climbing. You got to sign up. How high you wanted to go, that sheet with time slots. You just can't go. You know, it's nothing of your natural, I think I want to go next Tuesday. You just miss your moment for eternity. Now is the day of salvation. Why are you waiting? You better give your life to him now. You better do it now. And by the way, you get you a ticket, but I'm telling you, it's free, but it costs. See, that's what you got to see about this stuff. People say, you know how it is. We always want something free. That's why they keep sending you letters in the mail. Because they plan on your little inclination that I want something free. You know, sometimes you want them to give you a bad meal at the restaurant. As soon as you bite it, you're not thinking, well, can you replace that? You think, no, I'm going to get me a free meal. That's why you go to them buffet joints. I know, listen, I'm going to eat more than what I pay for. Thank you, sir. It's in all of us. It's just in all of us. And so that's the part, when you buy a ticket, it's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you your flesh. It's going to cost you everything that you want to do yourself. No. You want to go up? Okay. Here it is in the biblical vernacular. You want to go up? You want a ticket? I give my whole life to the Lord Jesus. Every breath I breathe, every mind thought that I think, everything that I think I want to do, I give it all to Jesus. I throw it all away, and I follow you. I have no life of my own anymore. It all belongs to you. That's my ticket. And you cannot go up without doing that. So it's not like, okay, I got 1 foot on the ground and 1 foot on the mountain. You're not going anywhere. If you lose your life, you find it. Too many Christians are still on the ground. Well, we sing about the kingdom. I can tell you, you know, I like these kind of Sundays, because I can just talk. You know, I was sitting down with somebody the other day. We're having a nice lunch. A brother of Jesus was there, but he didn't say this. But, you know, so here's Christianity, normal Christianity, and the kind that God's trying to get us away from. You know, Satan has trapped us in it. You know, we say we're going to be witnesses of the kingdom. We're going to be witnesses. Look, the person shared this with me, blessed me, said he was reading something, and the guy said this. You know what a witness is in court? Somebody with firsthand saw the thing firsthand. Come on now. You're going to witness for Christ, and have you seen him? Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
A witness doesn't say, oh, I read the book about it. I read the book about it, and here's the truth. No. Or I heard somebody else say it about him. No, he went in firsthand. Do we know Christ like that? Have we met him on the road to Damascus, so to speak? Have we met him like that? You know, this is why that flesh has such a deep hold on us, because we never really seen him. And I'm not just saying that you have to have a natural vision or whatever, but there's something when his glory, like when Pastor Roz and Six String up here ministering and the glory starts to fall, there's some senses inside of you are picking up on another realm or another person, because I think he is another realm. That one man's another realm in himself. And he's a mountain. And I'm going to take you up this spiritual mountain. And you know, Tina, when you're more than a conqueror, when you're going up that mountain. See, the higher you go, more of a conqueror you are. You know, you see a photo of a conqueror, Pastor Shirley, on the top of the mountain with a flag, right? Got a cross on that flag. I'm more than a conqueror. My enemies are under my foot. I've given my life away. I've given my life away. So that I can ascend. So the church really has, they haven't given their life away, but they still want to sing the songs. Are y'all following me? Right, Mies? Thank you. You know, Dre, Acts 14. Because see, here's the Spirit of God descending on us. He expects something out of this house more than he does the worldly church. He expects something out of you more than he does. Because, you know, he's placed a certain mantle, BJ, here. And he's built this thing a certain way. And you can't come and sit and not be changed. This is what I'm trying to tell you. See, okay, Stan texts me sometime. I'm like, Stan, where'd you get that from? That didn't come from the earth. Taba responds to my text sometimes and says, oh, I think that means that. Okay, I can tell when she's seeing in the spirit. See? Somebody else might respond to me and I say, they're still in the natural. That's just, we're going to keep praying for them. But you got to get out of the natural and your natural way of thinking about it and your natural way of thinking, all your Bible study naturalness. And ascend, see? And so when you see special people start to ascend, you let it happen. Because now they're getting out of the, you know, why can't I stop this thing? Because you're not in the spirit yet. But I want to stop, but you're still not in the spirit yet. I really want to stop, but you're not, I'm not in the spirit yet. Because until you get in the spirit, it'll still have a hold of you. No matter how much you try, as a matter of fact, a lot of your trying keeps you in the natural. But there's a sense of freedom, Pastor Jerry, that's coming on his house.
Yes.
It's starting to unfold, Rob. It's starting to unfold. Miracles are starting to unfold. It's a miracle. Even if she didn't have pain one day, that's a miracle.
Yes.
And it's starting to unfold, right? See, in your natural mind, I want to say, well, why didn't the whole thing happen? It's happening, honey. Let that thing unfold, man. Here comes Satan. Say, no, the whole. Listen, you're back into your natural mind. But the Spirit says, it's unfolding. The Spirit says, there's more than conquerors. The Spirit says there's victory and triumph if we get in this realm and learn it and teach your children it. Teach your children. They'll pick it up so fast. They're like, Mama, didn't you? They'll blow your mind. I wish I had Dre back 30 years. My bad, Dre. Thank you, sir. I wish I could do that dance, y'all. Here comes Shelly's legs starting to go down. We'll start with that. We just started. But you know what, Derek, more dreams coming, more revelation coming, more light coming. The spiritual realm is going to be more real to you than the natural. It's unfolding. It's just, you know, don't get discouraged. Just stay in there. See, here's the devil saying, it's not working. Go back to the club or whatever. Go back doing it. What did Rod say the Holy Spirit told her? Devote yourself to a certain place and watch it unfold in your life. Devil says it's not working. Go back to where you were doing it. See, the other thing about her dream. Come on, get your ticket. I got a shop. I got to help me. I got to work. I got a shop. I got to take care of home. I got to feed the kids. I got to go to the ball game. I got to go do da 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 da. All what? Natural stuff. Nothing wrong, natural stuff. But here Satan done blinded you to the kingdom because what you think you have to do. Sign up is a commitment. What does that scripture say? I put my hand to the plow. I ain't gonna look back. Daddy don't go, I'm going. because I want this kingdom. See, the scripture says in Matthew 24, this kingdom is so powerful and so strong that I'm not going to come back until the whole world is declared to the whole world through you, 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 and you. And he's not talking about just words or songs. I'm declaring to you God has a king. No. I'm starting to walk in a higher realm. Yes. And I have the opportunity to show that to other people. That's how I declare it. I'm not just going to give him sermons and stuff. I'm not going to give him just words. Are you going to see the light and glory of God walk in my life? He's elevating us so that he can show his glory to the rest of the world. And then when that day comes, see, this is how this important this is for us to get up there. Do whatever you can. Seek first his kingdom. Because it's higher than anything else. It's 1,000,000,000 times higher than you. Million has two L's. It's so far past you. But see, if I could take Stan, and if I can drag him on the floor, a long distance, let him lay on the floor and let me drag him, it's the best thing that could happen to him. I get him down low enough, then he's going to start raising up high in somebody else's power. Are y'all listening to me? If I can drag Stan on the floor, he might kick and scream at first, but finally he's just going to give up and let me drag him. And as soon as he gives up, he's going to start to go up. As soon as y'all start fighting me, you start going up. You start going up and say, man, that's the best dragon that I could ever have in my whole life. Why did I fight so long? It's the best dragon. Because now I'm going up to the top of the mountain, and I don't know why seashells are up there. I guess there's rivers and stuff up there. Protection, light, safety. So whatever starts to happen to me, because see, when I start, Tina, when I start going into this kingdom, that's when the trouble starts. Yeah. You got to see this. You know, as long as you are doing your own thing, B, Satan's like, you know what, I'm good, right? You know, go ahead and go to church, go, you know, give some money, do all this stuff, I'm good. But just don't seek that kingdom. Because now you're out of my control. And so it's the same thing when the children of Israel were in Egypt and they had food, and they, even though they were mashing bricks and stuff like that, they still had food and a house to live in, and they had social times and laughter, probably card games and, you know, bingo and a little dance hall down there in the swamp. Be happy. Just don't talk about getting out of here. I won't let you do all that. I'll help you do it. How many more cards? We'll supply the decks of cards. And just don't try to get out. Just don't try to get out. You know, say nothing care about you going to church. Just don't get out of the world. Just don't get out of the world. Don't go to another kingdom. Don't go to a higher realm. I don't care what you do, Rob. Make all the clothes you want. Call them kingdom clothes. Just don't get out of the world. As soon as Moses comes and says, get him out, we're coming out of here, man, that's when demons start to. We're going to start turning some stuff into some stuff. We're going to manifest through snakes and all that. You're going to fight. This is a fight. You see why I want you to sing the song this morning? You're more than conquerors. Not just against, you're more than conquerors than Satan's power to keep you in the world. We are conquerors, right? Over the world, over Satan's economy, over all he has to say, the stronghold. We are conquerors. That stuff can't hold me. My swelling's got to go down.
Come on now.
Come on, lady. Woo. My swelling's got to go down. The fear's got to come out of my mind. Doubt's got to leave. God consciousness has got to take his place. I know who I am in God, in God. I belong to another order. The kingdom of God. I belong to a whole new realm. Be. Old things have passed away. All things are new now. I am a conqueror. That's a conqueror. That's a conqueror. That's ascended. Resurrected with him. Seated in heavenly places with him. That's my blessing. Blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. People say I'm blessed and highly favored. Do you really know what that means? You know what blessings are? They're up here. Don't care what I got. Don't care what materially I have. I'm climbing that mountain in heavenly places. I'm dreaming about it, right? I'm thinking about it. I'm dreaming about it. I can't get it off me. The divine life inside of me is too strong. This is what this man's talking about. Some Jews arrive at Antioch and Iconium. And the people, and he won them over, right? Paul won them over. You know what he was talking about, Rob? There's a kingdom out there. He won them over. How do you win them over? There's a kingdom out there. This world doesn't mean anything. I'm winning you over to a higher realm where your flesh is broken now. The things that you thought could never be defeated, now you got into that kingdom. Now it's broken. It's broken. It's broken. It has no more control over you. It's broken. The old man gets broken. The power of habit, sin, drugs, self, whatever. Self slain. Slain. In the economy of heaven. In the economy of heaven. You know what you're looking for, really? The economy of heaven. This is why Jesus came. I'm going to give you the economy of heaven. Thank God for my mom, because I know she'd be praying for me about that. God give him light. We have the spiritual light. This world can't hold us any longer. We're citizens of heaven. We're citizens of the New Jerusalem. We belong to a heavenly endowment. Right? Paul won him over. And this is why he won him over to that. I just want to make sure I mean you're clear, because we think he won him over to just salvation. No, he won him over to another realm. To the resurrection. Because see, in God's mind, there's only resurrection. It's not like a little middle ground. You get saved, you go up. You get saved, Tijuana, you go up. There's a whole nother jurisdiction there. New rules, love. And faith, love and faith, love and faith, love and faith, love and faith. Nothing else you need, love and faith. Faith works by love. It's a whole nother jurisdiction. See, so here's the guy go to our carnal people, worldly people, and say, I got a whole nother realm for you. And blew their minds. Just blew them apart. This is gospel that we got. Just blow them apart, right? Where's the people in modern day that has that? He won them over. And what did they do? They stoned his tail. Why they stone him? This is too big. Satan gets mad. It's not just the people that stoned him. Satan was stoning him. You too far in there now. You just go back to regular life in Jerusalem. We good. You getting people up there, the rock's coming. That's right. You, on earth, I'm fine. Because that's my realm. You can have religion on my realm all you want. As soon as you start getting them into the kingdom of heaven, I'm talking about the true one. I'm not talking about a song, whatever. See, that's why you're here. And this is why you got to stay on your guard. Because as you ascend, he's like, oh, no. some rocks coming. Y'all follow me? Man, probably your church people gonna start throwing stuff at you. But look what he did. Y'all hear that? So your ears get open. See, here's what Christian said. Yeah, I like you sitting up front because I ain't doing it. It's like a bull. Tom. I hear Tom joking my. You know, we go high. And he doesn't like it. Remember the quote? Satan didn't like it. Paul, you know, you used to be in my camp. With all that religion you knew, you were still in my camp. See, a lot of your religious life been just like that. A lot of your church life been, Satan don't care about that. You went to a church of 20 or you went to a church of 2,000. It's the same. He's still in natural. But I serve, yeah. A lot of it was on the ground. The natural ground, see. I said, here God's bringing you loose. And not only your salvation come, but heaven comes, healing comes. Peace comes. Look, laughter comes. Dancing in church comes. We free. With the Spirit of the Lord. Stanley sing that song, right? We're free. I got you, six. But they let him go. We knew stone him. But here's how strong that kingdom is. They stone him, leave him for dead. Am I reading this? They put a circle about him. He got up.
Come on. Come on. He got up. Glory.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
See what this kingdom will do inside of you. Death can't beat this kingdom.
Come on now.
Death can't beat this kingdom. Sickness can't beat this kingdom. There's something that kingdom get inside of you. You'd rather die than it not go forward. You'd rather die than see it not go forward. Because it's the biggest thing in the whole universe. Bigger than you, bigger than everybody around you. It's big. Yeah, let me die. Bless God, it's a privilege to die for. It's the biggest privilege to die for. That's what we're talking about. They stone him, he gets back up. You see how Satan wants to do? And so you got, we got to start praying for one another. You got to start praying for one another. Because soon as Nida say, I'm in. Miss Nida said, I'm in. Satan says, oh no. We've had people start to come here. We've had people start to come here. And so that's why we have to sort of whisper some stuff. Because Satan out there listening. I am not joking you. We can tell you situations. And they were right there at the door. And we talked too much. We got no one to shut up. We talked too much. We blew it. And Satan knew how to set up that trap. And that natural mind was no challenge. So, see, at least we need to get people in the door. In the spiritual door. Some of that happened this morning, see. That's what happens during worship. Y'all just think the song's good. I'm telling you, she and they are opening the door for people to slide on in there. Because it is not an easy thing to get out of this world. Right? 21, when they had preached the good news to the town and made disciples of many people. They went back to Lystra and Iconium and Antioch, and establishing and strengthening the souls and the hearts of disciples, urging them, right? And warning and encouraging them to stand firm in faith, faith and love, telling them that it is through many hardships and tribulations that you must enter this kingdom. We don't hear that, do we? Oh, just let me get saved, praise God. And you join the Bless Me Club. Join the Bless Me Club. I'm here just so God can bless me. It's too prevalent in Christianity. It's just too prevalent. I'm blessed and highly favored. Why don't you take some hardships? Why don't you embrace the cross, Pastor Glow? Embrace that cross. You see, we got to hear that. You're on the wrong road if you got easy life. You're on the wrong road. Well, you look, Pastor Jerry, they're on that wide road. On that wide road, see? Many a call. Here's this house, Tijuana, the narrow road right there. God wants you up that road. I don't care what it costs you. There's a time slot. Don't let it go. This is a spiritual mountain that we're climbing. It takes faith. It's not what you see. It's the inclinations of the spirit that get inside of you, that move you, and you know there's light and life to them. It's never on the outside. Are you bold enough to say, God, give it to me stronger? Let Jesus reveal himself to me that way stronger. Are you bold enough to say that? Don't let me go by. You know, flesh and blood shall not enter the kingdom of God. It will not. Ask Nicodemus. Come to him at night. Why can't I get there? I know there's something to your life, but I can't get there. I keep trying to teach my way there. I can't get there. There has to be a miracle conversion to get there. And it doesn't happen in the church much. But it's starting to happen in your life. Daggone Shelly sent me some text sometime. These are long babies. Those are long babies. No punctuation. So it takes about an hour to dissect it. 3 a.m. But they're from heaven. Like, Shelly, how did you know that? How do you know I was dealing with that? How do you know I need to hear that? What type of heaven manifestation did you get to get that? I am not joking you. I am not joking. And I said to them, marvel that she might be in the hospital on a sick bed and she's sending me something like that. That's the kingdom of God to me. Not thinking about herself. Thank you, Lord. That's the kingdom of God. That's what we have to give each other. I have a tech for Shanique. I'm going to sit down and think about it. Okay? Because I want heaven to be released when everything that I say and do. And then people will say, the kingdom of God's around here. Not preaching, not teaching. Words. It doesn't come with words, but power and life. First-hand stuff. First-hand stuff, not third-chair stuff, Ron. First-hand stuff. I saw him. You might not understand this, but I saw him. You might not understand this, but the revelation, the light came on. I want to share it with Derek. I want to share it with Stan. I want to share it with Bernie. That's my testimony almost. There's light that's coming in my life, and I'm going to share it with my brothers and sisters. Tom, we're going to know about it. So we get away from fluff, and we get away from gossip, and we get away from just, watch your social media stuff. I just have to say that. And just talk about the kingdom. This stuff is alive, man. You know, Resurrection Day coming. Listen. What good is it if we haven't been raised with him? What good is it if we haven't been raised with him? We've been raised. Kristen Davis went over that quote, the prayer over the offering. Look at that, totally different now. She's like, that man, that might be in your life. You don't know what part of that might be in your life. But see, even the formulating of that was by the Spirit. Because the kingdom of God's here. And it happens more and more and more. We got a long way to go, but more and more and more and more. See, every week we're growing. Every week, you know, Glo, you're saying this, you're tearing me up. Pastor Jerry, be quiet, you're tearing me up. It's like, oh, I had another dream, I just remember. Because you do it, won't even, just, it's life above life. Even during the week, Tina Bina, during the week. It better be during the week. If it's not during the week, it's not Sunday. Yes, man. Man, oh man, it's dancing time. We love this kingdom, Six. We love this kingdom, man. This kingdom not made by hands. His God giving us a revelation of another realm by his Spirit. He told all the prophets he was going to do it. And he showed John the Baptist. John the Baptist said, oh, he got to increase. I got to decrease. This thing too big for me.
Come on now.
Yeah, I don't care. Take all my life, whatever, as long as I'm for that kingdom. The kingdom is at hand. And it's right here. It's right here. And so every week when we get together, you know what we're going to talk about? We're going to talk about things, this, that, and the other. But the kingdom definitely going to be in there. That realm. Yeah. That realm's going to be involved in there. Otherwise, we got nothing. When we go to the OBX, nothing. Best sign up for October. When we go to the OBX, we got nothing if the kingdom not there. Sign up for October. You need to be there. See Raquel for October. I don't care what it costs you. I don't care what it costs you. You got to go. Talk to her after service. Make your commitment to something. Take your sign up. I guarantee you we're going up. I guarantee you we're going up. I guarantee you. Because that's the path of the house. It's the, what do we name them? What do we name the journal? The upward call. Our call is upward. Too much religion is on the earth. Don't you want to be a part of it? Come on. So y'all feel me now, don't you? It's joy. Peace. Too scared. I'm an L. So glad I'm. I'm an heir of this thing, man. Why are we fluttering around on the earth? Be bold enough to go to another realm with this stuff. It's right here in your midst. We're graduating, getting off the earth, man. You know the scripture said, Pastor Jerry, we're going to escape the corruption that's in the world. We're going to escape. You know what it means to escape? That means something had you prisoner. You don't escape what don't have you. Freedom. Escape the corruption that's in the world. I don't escape this burning. I'm escape this stuff. Here comes Jesus. I'm lighting your eyes. There's another world. God, I'm seeking first that thing now. You know what Kristen Davis said? Her sister would say, come on up. Her sister, so something must going to happen in her sister's life.
Come on now.
Kingdom coming. Kingdom coming. Kingdom coming. And you know what the first thing she can say? Oh, the church didn't know what was going on. Now, with all that said, this gospel of the kingdom is going to be preached everywhere. Not good works, not church going, not apostles, not, you know, your position, the kingdom. In other words, when it starts to manifest firsthand, boy, oh boy. You know, God's going to give everybody a chance. If all we're giving people is religion, we're not giving them the kingdom. So it's not spreading yet. But Pastor Cheryl, it's going to revelation of the kingdom's coming. And that's what's going to spread.
Yes, yes.
Not man-made stuff. Not Pastor Mike's religion. I said I was going to leave you alone. Come on, everybody. Come on, everybody. Let's get slain from our own natural ways. Let's let the flesh get slain, you know. You know, some critters, when the light hit them, I guess it's snails or whatever, when the light hit them, they shrivel up. What, help me, Ron. Is that salt? So when certain things hit them, they get slain. The power. God, shine your light on me and slay my natural man. Let heaven shine on me and slay my natural man. Because you got to die before you go up. Pastor Glow, close in prayer, please. I could keep going. Because the house is full of it, right? The house is full of it. It's almost trying to tip over. The house is full of it. Amen.
Hallelujah. My goodness. We're part of the kingdom, folks. Part of the kingdom. I've been wanting to scream in here all morning. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise God. Yes, I like that. I really like that. Miracles unfolding.
I just want to share. I've been kind of waiting, trying to decide whether to hold it or tell it now. But this is such a prepared house. God prepared this house. I remember a few years, and I'm trying to make this short because I had three testimonies. But I'm going to tell what that's going to be one. But a few years ago, I believe it started back a few years ago when I was in my home, and a contractor came to do what was supposed to have been a three-day job that ended up taking about 3 months, and it agitated my husband like nobody crazy, you know, sawdust and everything. But the thing was is that each day when he came, and somehow we engaged in a conversation. Whenever I would come into work, him and I would prepare dinner, and he would be talking. And I noticed that it was something very special about those conversations that we had. And my grandson, Aaron, took a very strong liking to him and him to Aaron. When it came finally time for him to leave, I remember Aaron asking him this question. He said, when will you come back again? Or will you come back again? And his comment was, whenever your grandma calls me, I'll be back. At that time, it was just a natural statement from a man. But one Wednesday, I was leaving Life in the Spirit. And as I turned on North Run Road, all of a sudden I had an epiphany that the Lord says, and when you call me, I'll be back. And I got on, I picked up the phone, and I said, Glow. I had this epiphany. Flashing so many years later, the things that have began to happen, the reason I said this is a prepared house. This week, one of the things, testimonies I had, is that to show you how much that not only is the kingdom at hand, we haven't exposed, but the kingdom is within us, is right upon our lips. This week, my daughter had gone out of town, and had my granddaughter. And she ended up getting very ill all of a sudden. Ketone acidosis. And I don't know if any of you know that for the diabetics, what that is and what that means to them, but that becomes a fatal thing. Just out of the... And I thought, and she was sick. And I couldn't understand. And I remember from even the message last week, I went outside, and I thought, and all of a sudden, I heard the Lord says, take the authority that you have in your mouth. And all of a sudden, I said, not on my watch. Not on my watch. It carried a different weight and meaning. I've said that in times past on another occasion. But it took on a different life and spirit in that situation. And I went in, and it was interesting because when the doctor called, because I was going to have to take her to the hospital, this is what they said, we're going to make you the nurse. And so for that day, it's interesting that they didn't have me to bring her in, They were contemplating, but they said, I'm going to make you the nurse. And so that day, I stayed with her. Eventually, what started to be high off the chart ketones began to come down until they got down to trace and ultimately negative. Not on our watch. Not on our watch, devil. So I believe that these are just little light glimpses. You know, at first I almost dismissed it. I didn't think of it when Pastor said miracles are unfolding. I almost missed it until I was sitting somewhere and the Lord said, don't miss the moment. You know, he's given us, Pastor Jerry, he's given us glimpses of the miracles that are in, that are unfolding, that are in this prepared house that didn't just start a couple of weeks ago, a couple of months. When he said, devote yourself to this place, he meant just devote to you. And my last testimony is going to be some years, a few years ago, a couple of years ago now, I guess it is. I was contemplating on coming out of my job. And I had, it would have been early retirement for me, but I had five crucial things, major things that needed to happen if I was going to do any kind of retirement. I had a house note that was pretty large. I had lost my husband. I had a lot of things. I needed surgery on both knees. And, you know, you don't come off of a job needing surgery with no insurance for as high as insurance is. And so people are advising me, if you're thinking about retiring, you need to get that done. Well, to make the long story short, the five things, I ended up retiring almost now, coming up on 2 years ago, with none of those five things done. But I had the surgery about a year ago after retirement. God made a way in that. He made provision for that. The house that I needed to definitely come out from, I still, you know, had that piece of it. I left a job where I had a boss that gave me literal, when I was working there, gave me a hard time, I'll put it that way, gave me a very difficult time. Well, recently, a few weeks ago, he's been calling me. He's been calling me. I think this week was about the fourth time he's called. And this is what he said, that the boss that gave me literal hell when I was there working called and asked me to come back to work part-time, not because he needed me necessarily, so, but he called me to work part-time, he says, because, Roz, I want to make sure, he said, if you need money, I want to see that you be able to get, you know, money. He says, so I'll bring you back part-time. Let me make the calls. You can name your hours. If you want to work on a specific day, you can work if you want to. If you don't, you don't have to. But I'm going to let you work part-time for the same salary that I was paying you full-time. I didn't go chasing after money. I didn't go seeking them out. I became content right where I am, devoting myself to the places. And so now what we begin to experience as we move into this realm, another realm of kingdom life and kingdom living, and because of obedience, not because of who Rosin is and because I'm so wonderful, but I just believe because we've entered into this place and we're devoting ourselves to this place that we're beginning to experience and see the miracles of God unfolding, because this started back in when 1999, when a man and a woman decided that we're going to challenge the establishment. We're not going to go the way of the typical church, but we're going to let this God build his house, because it says, if the Lord build the house, what happens? It'll stand. It'll stand. And so we see, I just, like I said, there's so much I could tell you that's been going on. But I just want you to be encouraged and to see what God is doing. This is not just hype. This is not just your church that sits on the typical corner. This is the Lord's doing. Amen. And it's marvelous in his eyes.
Oh, man. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for he moving. He taking us up high. Amen. But I just want to share, this is just like, speaking on what Pastor Gary was speaking on when he was talking, it just brought me to think about how in the beginning it states that the Spirit just hovered over the earth. He never touched the ground. He never touched the surface or the surface of the water. He said he hovered over the waters of the earth. So that's how why God wants to keep raising us up. Because no matter what level we on, the Spirit is above and he's pulling us forward. He wants us to go up. He wants us to go up. And then when Pastor Gary was talking, it was so funny because like we are up going on this mountain. And God has all the power, all the authority to just say, hey, y'all up here now. He can make it to where everybody's up here in a blink of an eye. But he chooses to do it differently. And when I was back there and when I was thinking about this, he said, think about this. God has all power, but he chooses to put his faith in his own love. That by that very love, he can win over the hearts of believers and unbelievers the same. We can go up that mountain. He believes that by his love, by the calling of the Spirit, by the pulling of the Spirit, by his love in which he has going to, that he rains down from that mountain upon each and every one of us, whether believer or non-believer, that he believes that we'll come up that mountain and sit atop of it with him. And that's why the call is so important. That's why these experiences that we have has to become true. Like we have to go through things so they can become real to us. That's why we just can't have this with this religious church. We have to come up and have these experiences. So I just wanted that was the exclamation point that God gave me when I was back there listening to it. I was like, well, Lord, may you continue to hover over us and pull us up. Keep going up. Give us something to attain. Give us something to pull for. You know, because if we get settled and we like, okay, well, we got up to we didn't make it all the way up top, but we stopped at the 10 feet. He doesn't want us to stop at 10 feet. He doesn't want us settling. You know, that's what the religious spirit say. Okay, we got salvation. That's enough. That's not God. God says, I got so much more for me to teach you and show you and for you to experience so that you can attain me in my entirety. Because that was our purpose when we were created, is that we will experience God's entirety. He says, let us create someone like us. He wanted to create someone who he can have relationship with in an entirety. He didn't just give his son for no reason, just for a surface level faith. He didn't give us his son for that. So that's all I want to say.
Good job, sir. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain. He would teach us his ways. Years ago, we got a hold of that song. And I declare before the Lord that he is taking us up his mountain. He's not going to stop. We can kick and scream. We have to be dragged, like some of us said. But he's going to get us up to that mountain. He's teaching us his ways as we go. I am so thankful for what God is doing in this place. I am so thankful for each and every one of you whom the Lord has called to go up that mountain. You're not going to regret it. We are not going to regret it. He's showing us so many wonderful things. So many wonderful things. I love the unfolding. I love that term, the unfolding of the miracles. And whatever he does is miraculous, and we are so thankful for it. So, Father, today we give you all the praise that we know how to utter, Lord, from the depths of our heart, Father God. We just have our eyes on you. We don't want to ever take them off. We cast down anything, any thoughts, anything that tried to take us away from you, from keeping ourselves focused on you, Father God. We thank you for your grace and your love and your mercies that follow us and stays with us day by day. You are new every morning. You are new every morning, Father, and we enjoy you. We love you. We enjoy you, and we thank you, God, that we believe that you're enjoying us now. God, that's our heart's desire. Jesus, we love you, and in your name we pray. Be blessed forever and ever. Amen.